With the Warriors and Rockets set for a winner-takes-all Western Conference Finals Game 7 on Monday in Houston, I'm Lawrence Scott, and this Warrior Sound review of Game 6 starts with Klay Thompson, who had a game-high 35 points with 9 three-pointers.
Oh, man, that felt good, to be honest. I just wanted to play with as much passion as I could tonight. You probably saw me more vocal than I usually am. When, you know, your back's against the wall, there's one, if your shot's not falling, or you can always control your passion and how hard you play. And usually when I do that, it trickles over to every other aspect of my game. And when I feel like we're the best team in the world and the most fun team in the world to watch when we're pushing that ball and getting defensive stops, making the simple play. We got too much talent, not just to hit singles like coach always says, and trust the next man ahead of us, because it will end up working in our favor most of the time.
Here's the TNT Inside the NBA crew after the game from inside Oracle Arena.
Shaq, put this second half in perspective. How did you assess what you saw from Golden State, a team that was down 17 in the first half and a team that goes 64-25 the second half? What happened?
Well, we know for the past 2 years that no lead is safe for Golden State. You know, they got a lot of great shooters, but they didn't keep an eye on Klay Thompson. He got him back in the game. He got the crowd into the game. He played well. Rockets just had a lot of turnovers, and then when they started to hit the panic mode, they just went to the old Rockets isolation ball, you know, trying to take tough shots, and they tried to get back into it, shooting threes. But, the turnovers and, sloppy play against the Warriors, when they're going, it's not going to work. And you got to find Klay Thompson when the man get hot. Man was hot.
Well, you know, as much as they miss Chris Paul, you know, they've lost a game like this with Chris Paul early in the series when Chuck was like, oh, there's only going to be three games. Because this is the Golden State Warriors that we've seen today. You know, they've kind of floated in and out of it. Game 7, for Houston, it's just got to be sustainability. Can you play at a high level with Chris or without for 48 minutes?
Can you do it when you're playing 6 and 7 guys?
That's been the thing that, again, with D'Antoni, Chuck, it's not that anyone says that his system is not great. It's just no one has ever seen it win an NBA championship. He would be the first one doing it that way. So to answer your question, up until this point, no one has been able to sustain that type of playing only a couple of guys and playing one-on-one and win an NBA championship. To date, no one's been able to do that.
Well, my biggest criticism of Mike D'Antoni, you got to play more than 7 players. The guys seemed to get tired in the second half. They did get hot tired in the second half. Now we're playing every other day. He put those guys in there when the game was over. Ernie, every guy in the NBA can play. You can put guys in there for 2-3 minute stretches. The Warriors do it. They put guys out there who can't play to give guys a blow. I mean, they do. They play.
You just said everybody could play.
You know what I mean. Everybody's not a star.
And okay, people will say, hey, he played more than 7 guys tonight. Yeah. He played, he played 10 guys, but
he only played
a lot of times. Joe Johnson, Ryan Anderson, Jackson, and in garbage time after the horses were out of the barn.
And here's what NBA TV's Matt Weiner, Grant Hill, and Brendan Haywood had to say with this look ahead to Game 7.
Obvious question for the Rockets. How much did they miss Chris Paul in this game?
They missed Chris Paul a lot. Not only did they miss Chris Paul from a playmaking standpoint and a guy that could facilitate, take the ball out of James's hands at times, but they missed him from a leadership standpoint. In the second half, this team flat out crumbled. They were outscored 64-25 in the second half. That can't happen. Now, I understand you might get outscored. I understand the Golden State Warriors are an excellent third quarter team, but 64-25, 25 points in an NBA playoff basketball game for a second half, that's really unexcusable. So I think they really miss Chris Paul's playmaking, but more importantly, they miss his spirit, his fire, his competitive nature.
And, of course, valuing the basketball. They coughed up the basketball so much, 21 turnovers there.
Yeah.
Golden State was able to get out, capitalize off those turnovers. Chris Paul's there, another ball handler, also another playmaker, a guy who can go get a basket for himself or create for his teammates. They really only had James Harden to do that against a defense that was amped up and ramped up in the second half. So if Chris Paul, a healthy Chris Paul, was out there playing, I'm not saying they would have won the game.
Right.
I think they would have given themselves a chance, and Golden State might not have had that big, big-time victory or second half that they were able to pull off.
Well, and so often during this series, we've seen Chris Paul either hit a big shot or make a big defensive play or a stand or just calm people down. when things weren't going the Rockets' way, and obviously that was missing. It doesn't carry the same impact from the sideline. It's hard to even ask you about Game 7 because we don't know who's going to play. We don't know if Chris Paul can play in Game 7. No sense of what the severity of his hamstring issue is. Don't really know if Andre Iguodala is going to play for the Golden State Warriors. Steve Kerr said in his press conference he's going to operate under the assumption that he won't be back. But based on what you do know, what do you expect in Game 7?
Well, assuming that both those guys don't play. I mean, I think Houston did do some good things out there early. They got a little fatigued, I think. And also, of course, the energy that Golden State brought in the second half really, I think, really bothered them. They'll be at home. They'll be able to feed off that energy at home. They need to try to come out with the same mindset that they had tonight. They were free. They were loose. They played with confidence. They spread the ball around. Guys were shooting the ball well. They have to value the basketball. And, of course, defensively, I mean, Klay Thompson, what he did was fantastic. Steph Curry. But, you can't let those guys. A couple times I thought Klay had some open looks. Mm-hmm. Got to get back in transition. At this point, it's just a fight. I mean, you're just going to have to fight for every possession. You're going to have to shoot the ball well. You're going to have to compete. They've done it thus far, and they can do it again. It's just going to be difficult without Chris Paul.
Warriors-Rockets in the Western Conference Finals finale in Houston on Monday night. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound. We'll be right back.